see Keith's shirt?
No.
Look at it. It's a hoodie with flowers on it.
Look at that.
I can't see the flowers.
Oh, yeah, there are roses on it. It's an H&M special.
Oh, nice. God. Why are you shopping at H&M?
I don't know. I'm too old, right?
Yeah.
You know, some people I know shop at Forever 21, and I'm definitely too old to shop there. And I didn't even know they sold guy stuff. They do.
Oh.
They do.
Did I know
that? Yeah, we should all go. We'll get AJ a whole new outfit and you more than one black shirt.
Nice.
What do you
I
mean?
Actually
AJ an outfit?
We'd have to do that. I love that idea.
AJ wants to dress like he's 18, though.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And you're in good shape that you could wear sort of cool clothes. So
okay.
We could go. We can be at that Milford Mall in 5 minutes.
Who's paying for it?
All right.
Well, Pam. Pam's going to pay for
it. Yeah, you got it.
I think it looks good. See, if you work at a rock station, you could get away with a little bit more than if you work other places.
Right? I mean, I definitely look ridiculous. Everyone who has seen me today has made a comment.
Why would you put on a shirt? When you know it looks ridiculous.
I think it's sort of fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's cozy. I was going to wear my New England versus everyone hoodie, which I also have, but I thought I was going to get ridiculed. So I'd rather get ridiculed about roses.
But you thought right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Okay, so they're remaking Ghostbusters, as you probably heard.
Again?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a remake.
It's part three, they're calling it. So they're ignoring the one with the women, and it's
most
part
folks
three.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. So my list today is top five movies that should be remade, rebooted, or given a sequel.
Oh,
wow.
That haven't already.
Okay.
So number five, Fataler Attraction. They have stopped making like these sort of sex noir movies. They made a ton.
Yeah.
Body Heat, Basic Instinct, Sliver, Fatal Attraction. They stopped.
Yeah.
And those movies were good. So you get some young hots. And you get all these cool people, Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, she's the crazy, he's the guy. I think people go to Fataler Attraction.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think now if you cheat on your wife in a movie, you have to die.
Right, she kills him. That definitely happens.
Right.
But that's a little new twist to the movie. And remember, that movie's from 1987, so it's been years. They could remake this one and people would be into it.
Yeah.
Glenn Close was the best crazy woman.
She was.
She's great in that movie.
She was.
So convincing.
She was.
Number four, Revenge of the Nerds Now. So all of them work in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
They're all in their 50s.
Yes.
And it's various misadventures on the campuses of Facebook and Google and Apple. So they're like computer nerds now.
I like that.
But they already have the power.
Did you come up with this yourself?
Yeah. Well, Alan and I were.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it really
was
took
that Alan's idea?
It really took about a half an hour in the middle of the workday yesterday.
Was that Alan's idea?
No, we were sort of spitballing together.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So come to find out there are three Revenge of the Nerds sequels. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
He knew that. But this would take place now. Number three, The Cannonball Runs Again.
Nice.
So Cannonball,
AJ would love that.
Right?
Yep.
So you have Bradley Cooper be the lead. He's your Burt Reynolds character because he's sort of the Burt Reynolds of now. He really is. He's the biggest star in the world.
Right.
And then you cast it with random. So you have John Cena, you have Daniel Craig, the girl from The Big Bang Theory, Tom Brady, David Lee Roth. Like, it's really a bananas
cast. You have The Rock
cast.
In that?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, you have The Rock.
I'll say The Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
But like Tom Brady's in it because there were athletes in Cannonball Run, the original.
Who's Sammy Davis Jr.?
I don't know. Like, I couldn't figure out everybody.
What's his name?
Kevin Hart.
People see this movie. There's no question about it. Cannonball Runs Again.
And the cars are cooler now, too.
Number two, Ferris Bueller's Work Day Off. So he's 50.
Okay, yeah.
Right. He works in a Chicago high-rise. Sloan has divorced him.
Right.
Everything is junk in his life.
Right.
So he takes another day off to reclaim his youth and be the king again.
Right.
And Cameron's in it. Like, it's the whole thing.
Oh, that's fun.
They still have
I'm on board. For all these movies except for that one.
Oh, right. That's
oh,
really? A fun
oh, I
one.
Like this one.
Really? I don't think you can recapture the magic.
Yeah, he's still Matthew Broderick's still around. He still looks youthful. It would just be a little bit different.
Mr. Rooney looks exactly the same.
Yes, Ben Stein making an appearance.
What do you do for the Dunk of Shane scene, the parade? How do you?
You gotta
have
this
that.
This is
right?
why you got right. these writers.
Exactly right.
And
it'll be a flash day.
Details, damn it.
You know, like one of those flash mobs show up.
Exactly. Right, there you
right.
go.
Right.
And the number one movie that should be remade, rebooted, or given a sequel is it would be called The Dinner Club. It's the sequel to The Breakfast Club, and it takes place at their 35th class reunion.
Nice.
So it, like the original movie, it only takes place in one room and in the high school. This takes place in the banquet hall.
Right.
And everything that happens in the banquet hall of their 35th class reunion.
And Bender is actually the janitor now.
So those are the movies that they should
I
remake.
Love it.
All right.